home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Live from Hollywood, it's Rated LGBT Radio with your hosts, Garrett Miller and Rob Watson.
Rob, that's your cue.
Rob? Well, let's try this again. Everybody, it's Rated LGBT Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller. And pretty soon, we're going to have my co-host, Rob Watson. We were just talking before the show started, and everything was going great. So hopefully, we'll have Rob back here in just a second. You know, it's one of those technical difficulties. It's all internet stuff that goes on, you know, because we log into this remote studio, and we call in and direct connect in, and we hope for the best. And then, you know, we sometimes don't have audio connection when we do all of this. Rob, I'm going to ask, are you back?
I'm back.
There you are.
There,
holy cow.
You know what happened? Okay, I have to tell our little behind-the-scenes thing.
So, okay, tell the behind-the-scenes.
Yeah, Garrett just showed me all the behind-the-scenes stuff where all the bodies are buried on the show and all that sort of stuff. But you didn't turn on my red button.
I did. You were red on my screen.
I wasn't on mine. I was in the little blue headphones going, help, help.
There we go. Well, so everybody here, this is so fascinating. You know, so everybody at home is going, boy, they have nothing to talk about. We got so much to talk about. And we've got a great show because we're going to have Mel England and Janice Markham with the movie Ron and Laura Take Back America. They're going to be coming on at 7:30. So you got a little bit of time to just kind of sit back and enjoy Rob and I bantering and talking about LGBT issues. But in the studio, we've got three little buttons that we have. We have the red button. That means we're on air. We've got blue headphones, which means that the caller is muted. And then we've got the secret bat phone, which lights up yellow, which means that only the yellow lighted people are hearing each other. So if you're screening calls or doing other things like that, that's how it all looks to us on the studio. So I've had Rob log in to kind of see what it's, you know, what's going on. Cause you know, there may be a time that he needs to run the board for me and, you know, so he's getting the full tour today. So he's seeing he sees what I see now when we do the show, which is, isn't it fascinating?
Yeah. So now I can see the problem when it's happening. I can't necessarily do anything about it, but I can see it. So
cool.
This is very cool.
The problem.
Anyway, onto our show though, because we've got
onto our show.
I'm very excited about our show tonight.
So am I.
You know,
it's going to be great.
We have a lot of great guests. We have a lot of creative guests. And so far, a lot of our guests, although they've had some web series that have been up there, but we've kind of been talking to them about things that are to come or that they're working on or that they're filming and they're casting and doing all that. Tonight, we have people who've actually made the movie.
And that's, I mean, that in itself is great because indie filmmaking on any level is always a big, big ask and a big, you know, a big commit. And when they've got it out there, it's always fun to see. But I think one of the things, Rob, that I really like about this movie is the fact that when we have Mel and we've got Janice on a little bit later, this movie is already winning tons of awards at all of these film festivals around the country. I mean, it's like crazy awards, like best comedy, best feature, best ensemble cast, best director, best screenplay, best actors. So, I mean, you name it. So we're going to talk to them about winning all of these awards, but they've also got their LA premiere coming up, their New York premiere coming up, and we're lucky to have both Mel and Janice join us in the second half of the show. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. And trust me, I will be asking about Oscar moments. Like, okay, so what did it feel like? Well, I shouldn't ask it now because...
Yeah, well, don't ask it now because I'm not Janice and I'm not Mel. So that'll be a bad thing to do.
But you should think about it because you will be winning those awards.
I will. So I'll go back and play their episode and I'll just go, oh, this is what I'm supposed to say. So I sound halfway intelligent. So that's what we'll be doing.
No, I mean, you will be winning awards yourself. And so
I know, but I'll go back and listen to Mel and Janice on what they said. So I'll know what to say correctly.
Oh, well, except your first one's going to be a Grammy. So they won't.
Okay,
they won't
that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You want to know something else I'm kind of excited about today?
What's that?
We have, and this might be new to your ears here, but we have the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag Bags are back. Do you know what one of those are, Rob?
I have a very good idea what those are, but I don't know what's in them.
Here's what's in the Rated G Radio Superstar swag. Now, this started, probably good. And I have Tony G and Hackensack to thank for this. He said, you know, would it be really cool if I could go find all of these people that are on the show and actually get their stuff off of Amazon? And I said, well, that would be cool because we've had, you know, 4 years of guests that have been on the show, and that would be a whole, you know, library of books and music and movies and things like that. So I contacted Amazon and set up an Amazon storefront that is on Amazon. It's not me. It's, you know, it's powered by Amazon. It's a secure ordering service through Amazon. It's all Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. And I got this whole thing set up, and I spent hours working on, version one, because you'll quickly see what is coming up. I got all the guests alphabetized and sorted by category, and I did all this cross-referencing. And I mean, it was a very robust place for people to go and buy products that help support indie authors and you know, singers, songwriters, musicians, and filmmakers. If they've been on the show and they had a product that was on Amazon, we had it on there. So I spent hours putting this all together, and I'm very proud of it. And I sent it out to a couple of people to preview, and they go, oh my gosh, this is great. So Amazon had given me the green light on it. Well, apparently Amazon gives the green light to a lot of things before they do any double checking. So they sell green lights. And so after doing all of this work, they sent me an email saying, we can't approve it because, and then they made up some reason. I'm like, what are you doing? And of course, at Amazon, you can't call a help desk and you can't do anything except, and they said, you know, please try again. You have to start over from scratch. Please try again. And, you know, good luck next time. That's really what their email says. And I said, you've got to be kidding. This is how I get help from Amazon. Because, you know, if you ever have a return on Amazon or you ever have any question, they are on it and they are great. This is one thing they really suck at. And so I said, okay, fine. I'll go back and I'll recreate it again. So I recreate it. And towards the end of last year, I'm going to guess probably September, October, in that time range, I'm telling everybody we've got the Rated G Superstar swag. I was putting it on the show page and really excited. And then all of a sudden, Amazon comes back. It was like 90 days later, or 3 months, 4 months later. And they said, we're sorry, you still don't have it right, so we're taking it down.
Oh no.
With I know. And so I went back and I reread all the fine print to make sure I'm getting all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. And I think I figured it out. So what I did was I, you know, figured out what they told me to do, because I'm just one to start pressing buttons and hope that it doesn't explode. So if I would have read the instructions the first time, Garrett, you know, you learn a little slower along the way, you know, it actually works. So I got it set up, and I didn't advertise it, and I only put 3 books on there, and I made sure that we got a sale or two off of it, so that way it would show that it was, you know, it was showing interest. But I said, I'm not doing any more time investment of these hundreds and hundreds of books and CDs and movies into this Rated G Radio Superstar swag that listeners can go and shop from until I get anything back from Amazon, because it's just not worth, you know, getting all excited about, oh, I've got it all super duperized and ready to go, to have them come back and say, oh, we've pulled it down because, you know, you didn't cross a T or dot an I. And the thing is with that, you can't go back and fix it. It's not like, well, if you do this and that, then you're okay. It's like, nope, you're screwed. You have to just start over from scratch. So it's, you know, it's very
defeating. I have an answer for you next time. I have a path for your solution.
I
want to know what it is.
Yes. What is it?
Well, I just started a new high-tech job with Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, and it is up here in Northern California. It's actually right across from NASA and Moffett Field, literally across the street, so I could see, like, big planes landing. But right next door to where I am working, guess who it is?
Amazon.
Wow. So next time you have a problem, I'm going to turn on my little camcorder, and I'm going to walk into their front desk in their lobby and say, we have a problem.
We need to FaceTime this.
Yeah. We're recording this. So we'll need your help.
How quickly you get thrown out of the building, but I love the idea. So please do that.
Yeah. So, well, it could be one of those, like, Michael Moore films, you know.
I love that idea.
You know, rated LGBT radio goes to Amazon and gets thrown out.
Well, it would get some press because, you know, people would pick up on it. We'll pretend we're Yelp employees or something like that. But
yeah.
Anyhow, real quick, third time's a charm, got the thing up, and Amazon finally sent me a thing saying, well, how come you're not selling anything on this? Because we need to see some activity on here. Otherwise, well, you know, we can't keep it live. To which I took that as a, you're good to go. So I went and repopulated the last 2 years of guests and anything they've written. I mean, if you're an author and you've written 500 books, I didn't put all 500 in. I did have a couple of authors that have written, you know, 10 or 12, and I think I put, or more, and I think I put like the first page or two of the options that I had for them in there. So they've got at least 5, 6, 7 books. You know, they've got more, of course. I'll go back and be adding them in as we add other guests and things like that. But I'm very excited because for everybody that's here, a lot of times they're like, I remember it was, you know, somebody who was on the show, but I can't remember exactly what, you know, that book name was or whatever the case is. But now you can just go to the swag bag link and find, you know, either the artist or the music or the book or the movie and buy it just like you were normally buying it on Amazon. There's no extra cost. And, it, you know, you have the stuff shipped to you however you normally have it shipped. And it's a nice little pass-through for you. So I'm hoping people will take advantage of that as we're able to offer an additional layer of promotion for our guests, but also have an easy shopping experience for anybody who wants to go and buy some cool stuff.
That's very cool. I'll actually have a book for you to put in it.
Yay. I want that book on. And here's the other cool thing. So if we have a guest on that's featuring a new CD or a book or whatever, we will have that as the featured book of the week or the featured CD of the week or the featured whatever. And so if you're an author and you come on the show on a Monday and I don't have any other authors on, your book is the featured author for that the book category until we get another author on. And typically I've got at least one a week for the next 3 months. But, you know, you get a little bit of highlight or first front page action, because otherwise I'm just putting you in as, you know, as the, you know, I just add you in from wherever you're at. So if you're a guest on tomorrow night's show, I just go and add it in, and after, you know, after your spot's over, it just goes, you know, back to the regular order of things. So you know, it's a nice way to highlight being here and making it easy if you like to shop on Amazon.
Yeah, this month the book that I'm in, that my chapter is in, comes out.
Okay.
Called Journey to Same Sex Parenting.
Yeah, well, you'll have to send me the link, and then we'll feature it, and then we should have you as a guest, or you know, because you're here anyway, we'll talk about your book in one of the segments.
Yeah.
And
actually,
we can
have Eric Rossmore, who's the actual titled author of the book. But what he did was he took other people's stories and put them all together. But we'll have him on.
We'll talk offline, because otherwise I'm starting to open up my calendar and I'm like, okay, what day can we actually get him on? So we won't do that. But it'll be fun to do that. And I'd love to have Eric on.
So, yeah, we'll have fun. So you know who's competing with us right now, right?
Would that be our friend Scott Fullerton?
No. It's the people that always compete with us on Thursday night. They're either Republicans or Democrats, but they always decide to run their debate the same night that we do our show.
They're doing it because they know if they run it against rated LGBT radio that they really aren't going to have that many people tuning into the debate because they all listen to this show, and you know, we don't like to talk about nonsense. You know, much.
Right. I'm trying to follow your logic. I think it's the other way
tonight,
around.
Well, tonight Donald Trump is defending the sides of his dick.
I think they
dick,
would
so.
Want it other than when, but yeah, nice thought. I think that, good thought there. Yeah. So, but anyway, the Republican Party is quite the mess tonight, and they're slugging it out to prove that. Although my one big LGBT story does actually have to do with that.
Cool.
Caitlyn Jenner came out today and said that she likes Ted Cruz. That's her pick.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, Caitlyn, oh, honey.
Well, you know, she's been a Republican forever, so it's not like that's new, but it's just interesting. You know, number one, this is my personal opinion. I don't know Caitlyn, so who knows? But I don't really think anybody is going to Caitlyn Jenner for her political commentary and saying, oh, well, you know, if Caitlyn's going to vote for Ted Cruz, I should be voting for Ted Cruz.
That's
I don't know. What
probably
you-
true, although it's – and, yeah, so I'm not even worried about it from that standpoint. But, you know, we have somebody who has come into, not that Bruce Jenner was out of public eye, but Caitlyn coming into public eye as somebody that you're watching saying, this is their journey into who they really are. Mm-hmm. And there is kind of this question as to how, I mean, literally, what could she be thinking? I mean, it's not like Ted Cruz is just sort of minorly against transgender issues. Ted Cruz is like the ultimate anti-transgender person.
Well, is there anything that is even remotely warm to a transgender person on the Republican ticket?
I'm sure he would accept her money.
No, but I mean, as far as the other candidates go, I mean, is there anybody that's even remotely okay? Because, you know, if you're only looking at the fact that they're talking economic policies, you know, maybe that's, you know, what has drawn Caitlyn there, because I'm not sure if there's anybody that's a GOP that is talking LGBT rights.
Actually, John Kasich, he, in the last debate, stood up for non-LGBT discrimination. And, you know, he didn't go throw out a whole policy or anything like that, but he basically was standing up against discrimination, which is what all the bills that are coming out in all the state houses currently across the country are all about. They are discriminating against either transgender people especially, but other gay people, lesbian people, bisexual people as well. And so, yeah, so he would be, if you're going to be in the Republican court and you want somebody who has really said, I'm going to consider you and take care of you, he would be the guy.
Well, I think that is, you know, everybody's going to have their own idea about who should, you know, who everybody should vote for. And I'm not going to, you know, tell you you need to vote for this person or that person. I just think it's interesting that, you know, this is a weird election year.
Oh, this is the weirdest. Honestly, I really didn't think it could get this weird, but it is, you know, we will have to see if it's going to get worse or better. Right now, it's sounding like Mitt Romney wants to kind of throw everything out and step in himself.
Well, he just wants to be relevant. He's upset he's not relevant anymore.
He's trying to get there, which is weird. It's just weird. You're right. It's a very, very weird season.
And then you've got Mayor Bloomberg out of New York City, who's, you know, thinking he'll buy his way into the race at the last minute. And, you know, you've got all of these things that are going on. And you're like, what in the heck is going on?
And you know, it's so funny because it's like all these rich people. I mean, it's just, yeah. You know, it doesn't feel very, you know, like, I mean, apart from Bernie Sanders, and I'm not implying that this is an endorsement of Bernie, but it's sort of like it just doesn't feel like that common ground, Mr. Smith goes to Washington type person is on the dais at all. It's like very, you know, up there in the elite level, and all us regular people are just kind of out of it.
Yeah, and they are. And they are. And so this is what we're left for if you're a GOPer. So I don't know.
So our good chances, you know, this season seems to be the season of reality TV stars. So
yes.
Maybe next season will be the season of blog radio stars, and we will be in there.
Fine with that. You okay. Have my permission to make that take place.
Hey, I'm going to be the vice president if we do this. You get to be president.
That's fine. I'll get up there. I'll wear a toupee, and I'll have people pull on my toupee, and I'll get my spray tan on, and I'll really incite the troops, and we'll get some good media moments out of it at least.
And then you can
stand back and just shake your head like, oh, what is he doing now?
That's right. I'll be your Chris Christie. Standing in the background,
yes.
Going,
But you'll be the fit Chris.
Or worse, I'll be your Sarah Palin. That'll be, you know.
That could be fun.
I'll get my floppy blouse and get out there and kind of jump around and say weird things. And that sounds actually more like me. So
I can see Trump Plaza from my backyard.
There. It's like, well, and of course you will have a new CD out, except instead of Blonde Jesus, it'll be Blonde President. So,
Blonde there President, there we go. I am working on a new CD. I don't know if I've shared that with you. I'm not releasing too much. Yeah, I've got a new CD, or I've got a new, let me back up here. I've got a new single I'm working on for a movie project that it's all hush-hush right now until, you know, ink is dry and that is said and done. But that is in the works. And as a result of that, the energies out there are very, very good. And I've already talked to my label. We are going to move forward, it looks like, starting tomorrow with a disco album. I'm going to resurrect disco.
I'm
Blonde like, Jesus resurrects disco, you know? That you heard it here first. This is a world exclusive, but it's done.
I feel like I'm your big official groupie. Like,
that's fine. I'm great if you're my groupie, then I know I'm in good hands.
Or so you think.
Like Allstate.
So yeah, no, that would be wonderful. I can't wait. Yeah. So
well, I mean, it's going to tie in with a lot of other things, but I'm very excited about, I'm really excited about the movie opportunity. And then I'm not saying it's done. So don't say, well, didn't you say you were going to, well, yeah. That is a different, you know, this is another movie. So this is movie number two that I'll have music in. So I'll keep you all abreast as that comes about. And if it does happen, of course, you know me, I'm the whore of promo. I'll scream it from the high heavens until everybody says, shut up.
But no. And nothing is done until it's done. I mean, that's what we
right,
know.
Right, exactly.
With all
I don't want to say, you know, anything else, but it's very positive, very good. And the feedback that I've gotten for what, you know, what the direction of the song is going to be is just outstanding. So very excited about that. I wish I could tell you more, but I just can't right now.
No, that's cool.
I was going to say, let's talk about you. What's been going on in the Evolve Equals world and realm and your writing and the kids and the boys? What'd you do for your fast food junk night?
Well, we've kind of walked into something. A lot of people put pressure because my one son likes Taco Bell, and there are quite a few Taco Bell detractors out there who do not approve of that choice, even though it's once a week. So anyway, we have a Taquerito restaurant that actually makes really good Mexican food. So I'm really kind of pushing the edge on quote unquote junk food because they make it really well. But both boys have taken to that. It's down the street. So they have picked that the last few weeks and that's what they had last night. And this place makes, oh my God, the best refried beans. I buy a tub of refried beans when I buy our Junk Food Wednesday, just so I can have it as stuff that I can put into things.
Wow.
You know, during the week. It's so, so good. But yeah. So that was that. Out in Santa Cruz this week, I'm very excited about the show there as well, because we have somebody that, you know, in certain circles is considered a legend. We have Lani Kahumanu. And Lani wrote a book in the early 90s. Actually, she edited it called By Any Other Name, Bisexual People Speak Out. The book is in its 25th edition. They just launched the 25th edition of it. So I will be talking to her on Out in Santa Cruz this week about the bi experience. And that should be quite a show. So that is very
exciting.
That's
going to be awesome.
And I have an article out on Goodman Project today that today, by the way, is the National I Want to Make You Happy Day. That is actually a holiday, and it is actually today. And so I put out an article about how it was really about being gay and parenting, but that they have done a study, you know, in amongst all these studies that were trying to prove whether gay parents were better or worse or all this stuff from straight parents. And the studies really show that parents who have a grasp on happiness and that kind of well-being, those are the best parents. Doesn't matter what your gender is. It matters whether you have a grasp on happiness and the concept of happiness. And so that's my article out today.
I love that. So how did you research this?
Well, the study kind of fell in my lap. So it was more the tail wagging the dog. So the study came out, and I wrote up the article from that.
What goes into, you know, when you get the article and it just, like you say, falls into your lap, which I think is just so hysterical. But what do you do when you sit down? How do you say, okay, I'm going to take this material and turn this into something that people are going to flip out over?
Okay. My process is going to surprise you.
Okay. I'm ready.
The best articles I've written, the ones that have really blown people away, I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, trying to get back to sleep. I'm in that kind of semi-conscious state, and the article comes to me then.
Wow.
I'm serious. And so I could very easily at some point go to the other side and find this great writer sitting there going, thanks for publishing all my stuff. Because, I mean, it's that kind of thing.
So do you write at night ever, or
I don't, you know what? Okay. I don't write it, but I hear it in my head in that 4 o'clock in the morning place. Okay. And when I do wake up the next morning, I am sitting there working in my brain to make sure I don't forget what came to me at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm literally like making mental notes of the points that came to me.
So I do what's called my God and Angels placemat list every morning in the second that I get up, and that's sometime between 5:30 and 7. But it is the first thing that I do when I roll out of bed, and I do that. But that's about as focused as I get on writing until, you know, after I get my cardio done and things like that. But then my day starts, and so usually when I'm doing writing that I want to do, you know, from like my books or, you know, music, things like that, I don't usually do that during the day. It'll be after I do the show about, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock after things settle down and I finish, you know, corresponding to everybody who's pinging me on the show, and I'll just sit down and I just kind of turn off Facebook. I turn off everything and just magically the words start coming out on the page. And usually, you know, by 11:30, 12, sometimes later, I look up at the clock and go like, holy cow, I didn't realize, you know, time had kind of escaped me. But here we go. And I've got, you know, 3,000 words later.
Right. No, that's it. And that is actually what I find most exciting about that whole process, because it's when stuff feels like it comes through you, you know, that inspiration and that production, it's the best. It's the best.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you this. What do you do? Because I will tell you, I had committed to myself that I was going to have my first book done on before February 29th and to my editor. And I've not got that completed. I've got about a chapter left. I say about, cause it's really like a chapter and a half, but I've got a chapter and a half left in my book. And when I have the inspiration to do it, nothing takes me away from the computer and I just sit here and get it done. When I'm not inspired, I can go, you know, days at a time, because I keep the file up all the time and I'll just have it sitting here. And I'd be like, yeah, I see you. I'm not looking at you, but I see you and I'm not looking at you. And how do you, you know, because you've got the boys, you've got your real job, not that your other jobs aren't real, but you've got your real job. And what do you do to get yourself motivated to get back into that writing mode to say, okay, I've got to get this done because I got a deadline, when you don't have words coming to you?
It's interesting because I'm kind of in that place. I've got a couple things sitting there that I'm supposed to write. And, you know, I've sort of come to understand that if I'm blocked that way, it's kind of a gift. Because when I'm not blocked, I'm not blocked. Right. But it's like, and the things I found when I've tried to force something out, it's never been satisfied. It's been, you know, it's sort of like, phew, got rid of that.
Right.
And it doesn't do anything. And it, so especially like your last chapter of the book, my advice to you is let it come out of you when it's ready.
Yeah.
You know,
and the thing is, I already know what I want to write. I'm just not in the mood to sit down and write it.
You know what? What I'm betting is there's one more thing that will add into it.
Yeah.
There's something missing still. Otherwise it'll
be there.
It would get out there.
You know what time it is, Rob? It's time to take a real quick break. And then we're going to bring on Mel and Janice with Ron and Laura Take Back America. So everybody, sit back and relax for a couple of minutes. We got about 3 minutes of commercial break from It Matters Radio. You're going to hear a shameless plug from my album, Blonde Jesus, and then a plug from Rainbow Brew. Then we'll be back with Mel and Jana. So sit back, relax. If you need to go, you know, take a potty break or something, just turn the speakers up really loud. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome to our discussion of It Matters Radio. Our guest today is Angus McWilliams.
Hey, laddie, let's get on with this thing. I'm on my way to a birthday party for Nessie.
You're throwing a birthday party for the Loch Ness Monster?
First of all, it's not a monster. And second of all, I'm talking about niece Nessie. She's a wee bit of a lovely lass.
I see. Well, okay. Angus, can you give us your thoughts on It Matters Radio?
Aye, wonderful people. They had me on a while back to talk about my book.
Your what?
My book. I wrote a book about the adventures in Scotland.
Oh, I see. A book.
That's what I just said. What are you, a deaf man?
It Matters Radio focuses on discovering new talent and bringing important indie artists on the air. Monica, Kenneth, and Carrie offer up meaningful conversation on new music, books, and fun topics. It's unlike any other radio program known to man and woman alike.
You can say that again.
Known to man and woman alike.
Just because I said you can say it again doesn't mean you have to say it again.
I'm just doing my best to show everyone that It Matters Radio basically brings variety, fun, and entertainment with a sincere desire to discover new topics and talent.
Why didn't you just say that?
I just did.
Hey, laddie, remind me when I can listen.
It Matters Radio is on every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
You Americans with your different time zones. We only have one time zone in Scotland.
And that would be...
That would be the time to down a pint or two of ale.
It Matters Radio, for the best in conversation, music, books, and entertainment. Join us Thursday evenings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Discover the depth, diversity, meaningfulness, caring, guest-focused, friendly, enjoyable atmosphere of It Matters Radio with Ken, Monica, and Carrie.
That's a mouthful if I ever heard one.
Yes, and I'm going to go brush my teeth now. It Matters Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Garrett Miller. Check out my brand new album, Blonde Jesus, voted number one rock electronica, and the hit single, Gay Wedding.
It's a nice day for a gay wedding.
Your copy today at GarrettMiller.com.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
And we're back. Rob and I are joined right now by the co-writers, co-directors, and co-stars of a brand new indie film called Ron and Laura Take Back America, Mel England and Janice Markham. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, guys.
Yay! Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Janice. Hi, Mel. So I know Mel from a project that I got to kind of be a fly on the wall on, but I don't know Janice. So when I got to see the movie trailer today, you guys, I was peeing in my pants because I was like, I can see everything that was going on, or at least I think I can see, and I love it. I want to see more. Can you tell us, well, tell us a little bit about yourselves, but then tell us how you got started doing the movie.
Well, the story, well, number one, I just want to say, if you pee your pants a lot, they do have, like, Depends for that.
I was wearing my Depends. I put them on right before the trailer. It's a good thing.
What? Okay. Oh.
I was going to say, I saw it, and I am equally as thrilled, but I was able to have body continence, so, yeah.
Darn, Janice, it didn't work. Gosh, okay. Our objective is to make people pee their pants. So.
Yes, it's true.
Okay, we're alerting the theater.
The story starts really with Janice. This is Janice's sort of original brainchild, so I think you should start, Janice.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually working on an interview show. I legit, not comedic, interview show for Free Speech TV called Press for Democracy with my wonderful partner, Stevie Carroll. And so we were studying healthcare reform quite a bit because it was during this whole Obamacare time. The debate was intense. And it was a time when basically the short-ish version of the story is there was an op-ed by the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, and he basically decried healthcare reform, any kind of healthcare reform, but particularly Obamacare, that it was going to be, you know, a swift path to communism, you know, that sort of thing. And so what ended up happening was, of course, is the base, you know, people that shop at Whole Foods, many of them on the liberal side, ended up getting very angry and started to boycott. Fast forward to conservatives that caught wind of this and were angry and started these boycotts. This is true. This is all true. Not making it up. And I was so intrigued following this story. I thought, I wonder if there's a Facebook page, which of course there was, for these boycotts. And it was literally conservative, quote, nouveau activists going, well, I don't know what this Whole Foods is, but I'm going to drive 80 miles to support this true American. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking,
let me get this straight. You're
this
saying
is insane.
The debacle that's happening now with the Republican Party is because they're getting too much fiber?
That's the story. Now that's the pooping thing that connects to the peeing thing.
It's almost like they're, they all went vegetarian and they're not getting enough iron or something.
Oh my God!
Well, so I decided I said, okay, I have this crazy harebrained scheme of making a maybe 4 to 5 minute little, you know, YouTube clip, and I would play the wife of, in the couple, this conservative activist couple, the first time maybe they've ever become activists. And the first person I thought of to play a very, very conservative, straight-laced person was Mel England. And,
because I'm so straight and lace.
So you want to take it from there, Mel?
You can be straight and you can wear lace. I know that people don't think that.
Wow.
True.
The secrets are
okay,
out.
So you have to take it from there, Mel.
Well, no. So when Janice called me and she was like, I have this harebrained idea about this conservative couple that want to go to the health food store to buy health food to support, to be against Obamacare, I was like, this is crazy, and yes, I want to do it. And so we were going to make, like, this short YouTube video, and then as soon as we started shooting, we were like, oh, my God, these people are too fun. And this was right around the time that, like, sort of all that debate started going really crazy, and suddenly, you know, like, I mean, literally, you were watching healthcare debates on TV, like, on the news, and you'd see people screaming at the top of their lungs about not wanting communism, and then, you know, next thing you know, then the candidates started getting really kooky. You know, like, remember the witch lady and, you know, all these so crazy things were happening. So we finally were just like, I think we have more than, you know, a short here. And we decided to make it a feature film. And, you know, Ron and Laura Take Back America really follows the journey of this family trying to take their country back from Obamacare and gay marriage. And, you know, the problem is their son is gay, comes out as gay, and he wants to marry a black man. And they're against illegal aliens, but they have to hire, you know, an undocumented worker to take care of the grandmother who, because they can't get her into the old folks home because they're in the Medicare donut hole because they didn't sign up for health care, for Obamacare. But, you know, it's like all of the hypocrisy. And then it's run by a Muslim woman, the retirement home, so they don't want to put her in there because they're convinced that it's a plot by Obama to kill grandma with the death panel.
We just throw everything at these poor people. Yeah.
So basically, no matter where they go, something goes wrong. That's the formula, you know. So that's the movie.
Now, as Garrett said before we brought you on, you guys have won so many awards. I mean, the award list is just huge. What is that like?
Well, I got to say, both of us, I mean, we're pretty kind of surprised at that because, you know, if you start, you know, if you guys have been, I know Garrett, I know that you're an incredible singer and performer, but I don't know how many, like, indie films, you know, you've gone into festivals and stuff, but, you know, the indie film world can be pretty serious. And we were even starting to find out in the very beginning of kind of submitting and looking at festivals that mockumentaries in some of these, you know, festivals didn't really count. You know, like they're like, well, it's not really a documentary and it's not really a... So anyway, we were expecting maybe if we get into a couple of festivals, but I don't think we really expected to get, you know, so many nominations and awards. And I think for us, that was really, honestly, kind of just a wonderful validation about just, well, this, it's saying something to somebody, like that they, you know, they like me.
Yeah, it was really great. I remember hearing this interview with Tom Hanks once, and he was just talking about how, you know, if he could just get a TV show, even a small part, and when he got on Bosom Buddies, he's like, oh, my God, nothing better could ever happen to me ever in my entire life, you know? And it was like sort of like the – this is what, you know, in an even smaller way, what was happening to me and Mel. It's like if we could just finish our movie somehow – that would just be the greatest accomplishment, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so everything else has happened, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to ask a stupid band type question. So what was a moment when you were sitting in an audience and they called your name? Was there like some Oscar winning moment for you in all these awards?
Well, you know, we won a bunch, you know, and you know, honestly, it was almost like going into shock because we just didn't expect it, you know?
You know which one I was actually super excited about, Mel? I and everybody. You know, we had such an amazing cast, and everyone just gave so much to this project. And when we won Best Ensemble at the Idlewild International Festival of Cinema, and we were lucky to have some cast members up there with us. You know, it was just very gratifying because we felt like we were able to really share that with the whole cast, you know?
Yeah. And it's really, it's very, you know, we're both actors and we have something like 65 actors in this film and everybody is so important. Every scene, you know, especially with comedy and this kind of comedy, you know, you're on a razor thin edge sometimes, and you really require, you know, people that are really incredible at what they do. And we got so lucky. That really was the best one. The best ensemble. I mean, yeah, totally.
So then I have to ask this, Mel and Janice, in the trailer. And by the way, everybody who's listening tonight, on the show page tonight, there's a link for the trailer. You can go and watch that right now. Please go and check that out. And then we're going to ask you about when it's premiering. But the people that you had in the movie, you know, that you were interviewing, those, every single person that's on film, they were an actor, not just some random people that were on the street, because they look a little random people on the street.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, it's a compliment. And in fact, that was the whole point of the film. I mean, it is a mockumentary, and we want to make it look like, in fact, originally we were toying with the idea of maybe mixing in real people, but then we realized it was going to make it, that we needed just to have actors. But yeah, they're all actors doing really good work. Yeah.
Cause I totally bought that they were just random people that were on the street, you know, cause you don't think you're going to walk into, you know, a movie like this and, you know, see people who are actors, but that was fantastic. Okay. Well, kudos to your crew then and all the cast. That's awesome.
Well, tell us about some of the cast, cause you have some pretty impressive pedigree cast.
We do. Well, number one, of course, is, you know, Janice's longtime friend and partner in her theater and arts collective, Irene Bedard, who we all know is the voice and likeness of Disney's Pocahontas. And right now she's on
Longmire,
and she's a Golden Globe nominee, Native American actress and activist. And, you know, we were very lucky that Irene was available and that she could do a very important role in the film. And then, you know, I was able to call. We had a sort of a spot for, you know, the one and only, everybody loves Sally Kirkland. Like, so she got a nice celebrity cameo. And then, you know, Jim J. Bullock, which was so funny the way we came across Jim. But we had this part and we were casting And we had some pretty big names. Oddly, we were surprised that were submitted for this role. But as soon as we came across Jim J. Bullock, a lot of, I don't know, you know, anybody who's under 30 may not know who Jim J. Bullock, you know, had been alive. But, you know, he was on that TV show Too Close for Comfort with Ted Danson back in the 80s. And Hollywood Squares, and now he's like touring the whole world doing Hairspray all the time.
And
but,
he's actually in Kinky Boots now.
Oh, now he's doing Kinky Boots. So, you know, I mean, but Jim J. Bullock was number one, just incredible. And and I was completely starstruck. I mean, when we cast him, Janet literally will remember this. I was literally in tears because he was such an important, you know, and this is an LGBT show. I'm openly gay and an openly pos actor, this whole thing. And Jim J. Bullock is sort of like a hero to me. So because he, you know, has been out for a really long time, way before, you know, everybody else started coming out. So it was kind of a really big deal. So, you know, kudos to Jim J. Bullock for not only being a great talent, but also kind of a leader in that way.
It was really nice, too, because we were able to have lunch with him. We had time to chat with him, and it was just meaningful to have this time and just listen to Mel and Jim talk about their experiences and coming out and being an out-pos actor in Hollywood and what that actually means. And I remember, Mel, too, how important that was for Jim, for you to say to him, like to his face sitting there, how important he was to you. I mean, it was just, it kind of gives me goosebumps. Really wonderful.
You had to preface that about, you know, nobody would remember Jim J. Bullock except if you were over 30 or whatever, because I was going to say, when I first saw the clip, I went, oh, that guy sounds like he's trying to do a Jim J. Bullock thing. Oh, it is.
What's so funny is he always played sort of, you know, goofball, sort of, you know, that character. And I said, Jim, you're such a nice looking man. You're so handsome. And just so pro and just on. I mean, right now, I mean, he literally never did a bad take. I mean,
no bad takes, and just the greatest guy. We both wanted to adopt Jim. And then on top of it, this was crazy because Jim J. Bullock plays a very gay, you know, celebrity reality star designer that somehow, you have to watch the movie, somehow with Ron and Laura trying to take America back, they get like obsessed with this gay reality star designer, even though they're against gays, whatever. So it's this kind of funny, weird plot. And so Jim J. Bullock is suddenly in the movie, and he's selling stuff on a QVC kind of type channel. I think we call it America Shopping Club. And the lady who we cast to play the shopping club, you know, whatever, queen, you know, the ladies, you know, the ladies that run, you know, QVC or whatever.
Right.
We were lucky enough to get the incredible Judy Evans, who is an Emmy-winning actress from, I think it's The Young and the Restless. Is that right?
Guiding Light.
Oh, Guiding Light. Sorry, I forgot. I'm still thinking Erica Kane and whatever. Anyway, but yeah, so we got Judy Evans, and it was like this big soap star was suddenly in our movie. So, like, that was cool, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's terrific. So when, where, how do people see this?
Well, we're having a premiere here in Hollywood March 9th, which is next week. So we're really excited about that. And then we're going to run here in Los Angeles for a week from March 18th to the 20th, AMC. It's not the AMC.
MGN.
MGN Cinema in Glendale. And so we'll have a week-long run there. And
there's Bark Loungers, by the way. They have, like, these really cushy seats.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a great theater. And then we're going to go to New York City, and we're going to play in New York for a week at the Cinema Village. So if people are in L.A., they can come see us the 18th through the 24th, or if they're in New York, they can come see us the 25th through the 31st. So all month long as Ron and Laura month.
Well, you got to send it up to Santa Cruz because we've got cushy those lounge seats and, you know, foo-foo theaters up here, and it'll do great.
I love Santa Cruz. I'm heading up to the Bay Area end of June. Hey, we should take it up there, Mel.
I would love that.
Well, you should take it up there. And if you are up in this area, just by coincidence, I have another radio show called Out in Santa Cruz on Saturday nights, and you guys need to be on.
Ooh, yeah. Well, you know, and to seriously talk about the LGBT issue, one of the things that was so exciting to me, as not only an actor and, performer and, sort of dealing with all these issues in my own life, and I know that Janice is a big, gay supporter, this has always been these things have been very important to her, but it was really great to be able to use this film to also explore all the issues around, so basically Ron and Laura's son comes out as gay, and yet they're against gay marriage. And so that becomes kind of the main conflict of the film. And, it's sort of because they're really torn. And we were looking at it from the perspective of, how do I say it? Like these people that really love their son, and they think that they're not supposed to approve of this. And I mean, we all know the story, right? Or if you're gay,
you know
the story.
Yeah.
But I think that really it was wild for us because it was like, how can we sort of see this from their side and not to apologize for whatever, stupid kind of bigotry or whatever, but to sort of understand that at the core, they really were in a way, I think Laura is really trying to find a way to get the family to be together. And I think that Ron in a way really loves his son, but he just doesn't know how to express it. And so you have this family that's torn apart by political, talking points.
Yeah. And it's interesting too.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that, in this day and age, it is really interesting tackling this because especially those of us who live in areas of the country that are a little bit more evolved, I'm thinking, okay, are people going to be making comments like we're doing like the normal heart thing all over again? And we've moved beyond this. Like when I look at my own kids who are, young teens, they're so over it. They have transgender friends. They're so past all of this. And every time I read an account or find a friend, who's struggling with this, struggling to, have a relationship with their family, their parents, their siblings, it's been a constant reminder to Mel and myself, like, no, this is so relevant still. We haven't moved past this, especially you look at the rhetoric that's going on now with the election. We feel really so satisfied with taking this on. And it's so important to both of us, these sort of stories that have to do with identity and really being able to be who you are.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Go on. Sorry.
No, you go on.
No, I was going to say, but it's funny.
It's a laugh riot.
It is true. I mean, it is not over. I mean, what got somewhat resolved, although, anything can happen depending on who's in office, but is the legal stuff. But the stuff that you guys are dealing with, especially the theme, because that is an exact name of what is happening around the country, is the people who did not come out well in terms of the legal decisions, they want to quote unquote take America back. And so I think your timing is right on time.
Well, it's funny because actually when we started shooting this a few years ago, I mean, I kept saying to Janice, wow, by the time we're done with this, it's not going to be relevant anymore. The country will have somehow moved on. And in fact, it's just gone to the opposite.
Yeah, and
Janice,
of course me,
I have to finally say, Janice,
yes,
you were 100% right.
Because I'm the Jew. I'm the Jew. I'm the fatalist. And I'm always thinking things are going to get worse. And when they, it's the evil eye thing. And so then when things get better, you can be like pleasantly surprised and like, wow, this is amazing.
At the core, really the film really is like a comedy, and we're just kind of pointing out, hey, in spite of the fact that, like, everybody's disagreeing and you know, having all these, like, kind of political arguments or whatever, core, everybody's still just a human being. And so we try to make fun of people on the left and the right. You know, we try to kind of be equal opportunity offenders. So, you know, we not everybody gets it. Like, you know, there's the lady that works at the health food store, and really she's just trying to, like, hook Ron into her yoga class so she can have another client. She doesn't really care about his health at all. You know, it's like stuff like that.
Okay, I have a confession to make. Part of the thing that I'm sort of in shock in this interview is that you guys aren't actually a real couple. Because when I saw the thing, I
yeah,
like, you guys
some
are...
people would argue that. We spend a lot of time together. We have a great affinity for one another. Well, you know, it's really interesting because one of the things that has been really wonderful about working on this is, and people have said, how do you co-direct? How do you co-this, co-that? And I really feel like it's been such a strength to this project that we have been able to do this together. I mean, all parts of this together.
Yeah.
And it really has been sort of a finishing each other's sentences. And even when we disagree, whatever the product is, it ends up being better than it was, you know, before.
Yeah, actually, that's how we know that something good is coming, is when we disagree about it.
Which is actually, like, rare, but when it happens.
No, but I'm just
yeah,
saying when it happens, true. Like, I want to go left, I want to go right. Then we know, okay, whatever's going to happen when we get to the end of this, we're going to find something that neither of us had really thought of. And that's the weird part.
I think also the beauty of both of us playing roles together that are so different in most ways from, you know, who we are. I mean, you know, Mel doing some sort of, you know, Dick Cheney takeoff quite brilliantly, and our friends like scared of him.
Yeah.
Like, who is this person? And then I get to wear 80s clothes and, you know, bigger hair.
Janice, real quick, we got about a minute left. Can you tell everybody where they can find out more information about the movie?
Absolutely. Everyone can go to RonAndLauraTakeBackAmerica.com. And please like us on Facebook. We're doing all the social media. We would love it if you were able to get tickets to our premiere or come to our Glendale or New York runs. You're going to be in New York. You're in New York. And we would love to see you all and meet you.
Very good. And where is the premiere next Wednesday?
The premiere next Wednesday, March 9th, is at the Sundance Sunset Cinema, you know, in Los Angeles. Or, well, actually, is that West Hollywood or L.A.? Anyway, on Sunset and Crescent Heights. And so we'll be there at 7 p.m. And if people want tickets to that, if they want to join us at the premiere, you can go on our website and get hooked up with tickets there. So
right on.
All the Ron and Laura info you ever want.
Well, we've been joined tonight by Mel Englund and Janice Markham. Ron and Laura are taking back America. Go check that out on Facebook, their website. Go buy the tickets if you're in L.A. and New York. And we can't wait to have you back after you're walking up on stage collecting one of those golden statues next, you know, February. So we want you to come back for that.
From your lips to God's ears. Okay.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. I've got a good connection. So
yeah,
you know, we're good.
You can put us in that ticker tape at the bottom of the screen.
There we go.
Robin Garrett.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Okay. I saw the ticker tape this year. Well, I was like, wow, okay.
Mel, Jeff,
thank you
so much for being here. Have a great night. I sure appreciate you both.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
And Rob, we've got a minute left now, so do a heavy push for out in Santa Cruz, and I'm going to tell everybody real quick what's happening on the dance party tomorrow.
Okay, out in Santa Cruz, that is www.outinsantacruz.com. You can hear it live, 7 p.m. Saturday night, and we are covering Bi, Any Other Name, discussion of bisexual people speaking out.
There you go. What's that website again?
www.outinsantacruz.com.
Okay, there we go. Outinsantacruz.com, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow on the Friday Night Dance Party Live at 7 p.m., we're going to be joined by Mr. Topher Hall. He goes by the band name of Ida Lee, and he's a singer-songwriter with an inspired story that will really it's going to open your eyes. That's all I can tell you. You have to stay tuned tomorrow to hear about that. If you like the show, follow the show. We're also available on iTunes as a podcast under the global category of Rated G Radio. Please do that. Tell all your friends and family to tune in. Also, we have a super gay radio show this Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. I have no idea what we're thinking about that, but Paul and Mass joins me live, and we're going to talk about gay stuff. And it's not for the faint of heart. So if you're a child, cover your ears. You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.